About 10 years ago, I wanted to invite one of our local world-class atheists to a debate on whether or not God exists. He teaches at one of the local universities, and he is a mathematician. And he sent me a response that basically said no. Actually, it did say no, but obviously it was a little bit more detailed. And it was very nice. You know, he wasn't nasty or anything else at all. But what's interesting is he's a mathematician, and I'm bad at math. So right then and there, it's going to be interesting. And his response, very simple, but he wrote in mathematical terms, not like numbers and stuff, but he used mathematical language. So I'm bad at math to begin with. So I had to look up what he meant. I knew he meant no, but I had to look up how he said no, so that I'd have a better understanding of what actually he said. And so he said no, put it really simple. Now, I bring up that story because I want to talk a little bit about something I came to realize during this week, and I think it's something for us to comprehend. So let me put this together, and I began with the mathematics story and the atheism story for a reason. It's going to take a little, you know, a few minutes for me to lay down the foundation of this, but let me begin. Okay. First of all, let me tell you, you're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which is every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So, to explain where I'm going with this, I need to lay the foundation. And the foundation is simply this. We begin with an understanding of what it means to believe in God and how that affects us today. So we begin with that perspective. Now, you may or may not understand, and I know I'm talking to evangelicals and people who maybe are not church, people who may not believe at all, but just kind of listening to a Christian radio station. And I'm obviously also broadcasting to Catholics, because I am Catholic and this is a Catholic program, but everyone's welcome to listen. Now, many people will tell you that science and faith are opposed to each other, but that's not what we believe. Because if truth is truth, it is impossible for science to disprove truth. And when we understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, so Jesus is the truth, it is impossible for science to disprove Christ and everything to do with Christ. It's impossible, because if truth is truth, it can't be done. Now, there is a movement that says what's true for you is not true for me, but we know that doesn't make any sense. That's like saying when you fall out a window, since you don't believe in gravity, you'll fly up and then you can, on your own, fly back calmly to the ground, whereas since I believe in gravity, when I fall out the window, I crash. So it doesn't make any sense. So science cannot disprove Christ. But science does ask the question. Now, an obvious question is, why can't science disprove Christ or prove Christ? And the answer is simple. If we think of science as a tool to understand the world around us, then let's look at science from a scientific tool, and we're going to use a very interesting scientific tool. We're going to use a radio telescope. Anyone who is involved with SETI, which is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, whether you believe in this or not is a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about the scientific principle, will tell you that what they are searching for is such a small sliver of the entire universe that it's only by any form of luck that they make any discoveries at all. So, in fact, what they're actually saying is, yes, we are searching the universe for some kind of intelligent life, maybe I should say other intelligent life, but we're not searching the entire universe at once. We've only got this only ability to search this very small, window. And therefore, we can't see the whole thing. So if you were to turn around and say, well, SETI has yet to find any signs of extraterrestrial intelligence, which may or may not be true, I'm not fully sure, has not found any, you know, then therefore there can't be. Well, you, then someone else would say, well, that's not necessarily true because SETI is not investigating all of the universe at the same time. So let's take that from the perspective of science and God. Our understanding of the universe is limited by our ability to perceive it. So even with scientific instruments, we can only understand what we can perceive. The whole point of faith, the whole message of faith, is the universe is bigger than our ability to perceive it. Why cannot we see God? We do not have the ability to perceive God using our biological realities, you know, our eyes, our ears, and nose, biological senses, nor do we have any tool in our scientific grab bag that allows us to do that. So the actual answer to the question of whether or not God exists, and someone turns around and says, science says there is no God, well, that's like SETI saying that they have not found extraterrestrial intelligence. There may not be extraterrestrial intelligence, but SETI can't define it one way or another because they have no evidence that they have searched all forms of evidence for the existence of other intelligence in the universe. So you see what I'm saying? Their ability to see the entire reality is smaller, is not there. They don't have the ability. So they can see a small bit of their entire reality. Therefore, what they say is based only on what they can tell, not a universal position. So at the same time, science is a small tool, and so it can't answer the question whether or not God exists because the tool is not big enough. This is what's important to understand. The tool is not big enough. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
Though in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
Don't forget we have our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can find us, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you can also listen to archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can join our Substack newsletter. We now have a Substack newsletter. It's free, where you can get other content from the show, off the show. And you can also check out some of our bonus material. Everything else, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So here's the reason why atheism is disproved by evolution. First of all, one of the reasons why I came up with this show was understanding that a lot of times, you know, I'm a writer, a lot of writers are atheists, a lot of writers, you know, are kind of the intellectual type, and they kind of believe, oh, well, we have evolved to the point that we don't have to believe in God anymore. And so you get that. But let me tell you, atheism is built on the premise that we can see all of reality. We don't see God, therefore God does not exist. Whereas we believe that the reality is bigger than our ability to perceive it. So I always like to teach people the concept of angels. I can ask you right now, are there any angels in your room right now? And some of you will say no. Why? Because I don't see any. Others will say yes. Why? Well, because I believe in angels. Well, there's a radical difference between those two points. It's not a matter of whether you see them or not. It is those who say no because I don't see any believe that all that exists is what you can perceive. And if you can't perceive it, it does not exist. That's the atheist position. The others will say, well, no, reality is bigger than our ability to perceive it. You see, reality is bigger than our ability to perceive it. So then what'll happen is you'll see the concept, is it possible there are angels in my room? Yes. Why? Because reality is bigger than my ability to perceive. It doesn't mean there are, but it means it's a possibility. And that's the point I bring up with evolution, because in order to say definitively that God does not exist, you also have to say you have evolved to the point that you know that all reality is perceivable by you, and no one can prove that. Nobody. So that's my point. It disproves atheism. It doesn't disprove agnosticism. It disproves atheism. Now, the next step is to come to understand this from a different perspective. In other words, put it this way. What we understand is that the universe is bigger than our ability to perceive it. And this is why we have faith. This is what Jesus came to teach. Have faith. Believe. You know, one of the things I notice in the Gospels, if you really look at the Gospels, especially when Jesus does his miracle stories, especially with the apostles, what he's not trying to teach them is, look, I can do miracles and maybe you can too. What he's really trying to teach them is think differently. Think differently. He's like restructuring their way of thinking. Do you understand that? And he's trying to teach them that the universe is bigger than how they understand that. So when he's doing this, he's not just saying, oh, look what I can do. He's trying to teach them really who they are so that they can go out and teach others in light of who we are in the entire universe. And you can see that spirit of learning that and teaching it to others in the prologue of John. You can clearly see it where they're just, the writer, the prologue of John. John is just so excited. We want to teach you. The light shines into the darkness. The darkness will not overcome it. And he's speaking in profound terms of what light and darkness is that is beyond the material understanding that everyone comprehended at the time. And it's beyond the material understanding that many people comprehend now. This is what faith is all about. Faith seeking understanding. That's from St. Augustine. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will be back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.